Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Best Ever You Show with your host, Elizabeth Hamilton Guarino. Elizabeth is the CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network, a leading multimedia provider of lifestyle content. The Best Ever You Network, helping you live your life to the fullest. It's where you'll find inspirational and encouraging stories, advice, and information with our radio show, printed magazine, websites, community, and more. Real people, real advice, real places, real products and businesses, real life stories, and more, including real celebrity life. Be your best and keep it real, confident, successful, caring, and beautiful every day with Best Ever You. Now, here's your host, Elizabeth Hamilton Guarino.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon. We are all geared up for a wonderful show today with Super Values dietitian Jennifer Shea. She's a regular guest on our show, pretty much, you know, visiting with us once a month right now. We just love having you on, and welcome. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me, Elizabeth. It's great to be back on the show.
Yeah, thank you. And we were talking a little bit before we went live on air, just so people listening all across the country and in other countries even, it sounds like we have some listeners now, what is Super Value? Just so people can put a connection with where they're located in their state.
Right. So Super Value actually has supermarket chains throughout the country. And I'm actually based at one of our Super Value headquarters, which is Shaw's Supermarkets, and it's in West Bridgewater, Massachusetts. And Shaw's goes throughout New England. And I actually cover Acme Markets, which is in the Pennsylvania, like Philly area, and then Shoppers in D.C., Virginia, Maryland, and then Farm Fresh in the Virginia Beach and Richmond, Virginia area. We also have other supermarket chains. We have a supermarket called Jewel Osco, which is in Chicago, and mm-hmm. Hornbacher's in Indiana. And there's a great dietitian out there, Kim Kirscher, who covers that area. And then we have a wonderful dietitian, Heidi Diller, who actually covers Albertsons, which, Elizabeth, I know you're familiar with Albertsons and Cub Foods. Albertsons in California, and then Cub Foods in Minneapolis.
Yeah,
so
I'm
we do have stores across the country.
Oh, yeah. You are definitely all across the country. It's funny, as you were saying that, I'm actually familiar with Jewel Osco also because I was raised in the Midwest. So those are in Iowa, Illinois, and so forth, and then the Cub Foods in Minnesota, of course.
Right.
Very nice grocery store chain there. And Albertsons is just fantastic. So that helps, I think, our listeners so that they know that Shaw's is more of an East Coast brand. So if we say Shaw's, we're talking about the East Coast. If we say Cub, we're talking about the Midwest. And if we say Albertsons and that chain, we're talking more about the West Coast. But basically, you know, who you are, this is just amazing dietitian. I love having you on as a guest because, especially this time of year, because we're going to talk about holiday chaos, aren't we? The holiday food frenzy. Are you all
yes,
excited
we are
for
and they're,
it?
Oh my goodness! I can't believe the time is already here. My goodness, it's like when Halloween. As soon as Halloween is over, immediately we're hopping into the. Talking about Thanksgiving, getting our recipes ready. I was just actually talking to my mom on the phone the other day, and we were planning our Thanksgiving menu, and I said, my goodness, it's going to be here before we know it. And then, of course, with all the holidays in December. But during this wonderful time, it's also easy to sort of overcommit yourself and also get stressed out. And so one of the things I know that we wanted to talk a little bit about was how our stores and how you can sort of save time during the holidays and make sure that you're not too stressed out during this really wonderful time with friends and family. So I can start taking you through some good tips if you're up for it.
Yeah, I'm gonna ask you one thing before we go too, because
sure.
I know everybody loves stores that give away free turkeys and things like that when you you know, when you purchase or accumulate so many points or dollars spent or things like that. Are your my voice is real scratchy today. I have no idea why. But is Super Value doing that this year, or is Shaw's doing that this year? I know that cuts
yeah.
the stress.
Yeah, it varies banner to banner. But actually, at Shaw's, one thing that we're doing that's a little bit different from anything that we've ever done, instead of the turkey giveaway, we're doing a Wish Big, Win Big program, which I don't know if you've seen in the stores in Maine. But it's actually where it's almost like a Monopoly. It's a game board that you get when you're shopping our stores, and it goes. This program goes on for 14 weeks. It actually just launched on November 4th, and it goes through February 9th of next year. And basically, you get a game board when you shop, and there are different participating items throughout our aisles. And every participating item that you purchase, you'll actually get a ticket, and the ticket sometimes corresponds to items on this game board. So if you go online to Shaws.com, there's all this information about it. But we're giving away over $15 million in prizes and money-saving offers. So it's actually it's a huge deal for us. We're giving away cars, trips, money, gift cards to Shaws, iPads, a variety of different things. So you'll hear it on the radio. You'll see it in our stores. And it's actually a really fun, nice money-saving during the holidays program.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun, actually. I have a game board. The kids have brought home the pieces when they've gone shopping with Dad, and we've taped them all on there. And, I can honestly say I'm a couple pieces away from winning big. although I probably can't win because I know you or something.
No, you're still eligible.
But well, that's a really nice thing to do during the holidays. How fun is that? So
yeah,
that sort of reminds me of like a little Monopoly game where you get the four pieces of the puzzle and you win a $50 gift card or a $100 gift card or something like
right.
that. So definitely takes the stress out of the holidays when you get to play a game too. So all right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So let's maybe we should gear this show toward anyone listening who is panicked over the holidays, because I think everybody gets completely stressed out. I know I can never tell the difference between evaporated milk and condensed milk this time of year. It's always
right.
comedic. So what do you have for us? What are some tips that people can do to make it less chaotic?
Okay. Right. Well, a couple things. It's one thing to prepare everything on your own. We all like to sort of, as women, and for the guys listening who are sort of overachievers, we want everything to be homemade. We want everything to be perfect. But there are sort of some time-saving things that you can do. One of the things that I love are the holiday platters that you can purchase. And these are platters, they're pre-cut vegetables, and they come with a dip, or it's a pre-cut fruit platter that comes with a dip. And if you're hosting a party, that's stressful enough. And so you can make a couple of different appetizers. But these fruit and vegetable platters are awesome, and they're actually pretty inexpensive for the number of people that they feed. So that's a great way to save time, because most of us don't have, a couple hours to be chopping up the fruits and veggies.
Yeah.
Another thing that I love for...
I was just going to ask, do they do the deli tray too? Do you have the deli?
Yep, we do deli trays. We do. We do cheese platters. We do deli trays. We actually have heat and serve hors d'oeuvres, freshly sliced meats. We have, of course, the bake shops. And in many of our bake shops, we actually have a variety of different whole grain options as well. We know that whole grains are beneficial. They're packed with fiber, they're packed with B vitamins, so they're more health promoting than the white breads. So we do have a variety of those if you're making bruschetta, a fresh bruschetta, or if you're simply, serving whole grain rolls at dinner time. So we do have a variety of different options. And then another thing that we have gift baskets, fresh fruit gift baskets. So if you're, sort of running around, you're headed to a holiday party, grab one of these fruit baskets. It's already wrapped and everything. Grab a card in our card aisle, and it's a really nice gift for any host or hostess. You can also make the gift baskets yourself. A bunch of times over the past few years, I with money tight and with trying to sort of purchase gifts on a budget, I've made my own gift baskets, and I may have an antioxidant-rich gift basket where I'm packaging up some dried cranberries, some dark chocolate, some coffee, green tea, all of these foods that are sort of, they're treats, but they're also, they have some health-promoting quality. Dark chocolate is rich in antioxidants, and coffee is as well. And green tea helps us relax. It's also really rich in antioxidants. So you can put together these fun gift baskets yourself. It takes a little bit more time and planning, but it's really fun as a gift for a host or a hostess.
I love that idea because, boy, you must know me really well, because that's one of the most stressful things about the holidays to me is covering all of the bases with gifts. And I feel guilty giving out a donut gift card or, I don't like giving away fattening food gift cards. That is such a cool idea. So you get a little basket. And tell me the things you said again, because this is a takeaway from this call, everybody listening. What a great idea. You can just go right into Shaw's or a Super Value chain, Cub, Albertsons, or Jewel, like we were saying, or some of the other ones. And go in and get, what did you say, tea?
Yep. Coffee? So a green tea, coffee, your favorite coffee, some really nice dark chocolate. And I actually, a favorite of mine is a sea salted dark chocolate with almonds. And then even a jam, some cranberries, and you have a really nice little gift basket. You could also put in there some sparkling water or your favorite bottle of wine. And you can do different themes. There's also an Italian-inspired gift basket where you choose a nice whole grain pasta or a whole wheat pasta, put in a nice bottle of extra virgin olive oil, a bottle of balsamic vinegar, and a hunk of Parmesan cheese. So you have almost a meal there in a basket, but it's a comfort. It's a comforting gift basket, but it actually is pretty healthy. Extra virgin olive oil is a great healthy oil, heart healthy oil. The balsamic vinegar is calorie free, sodium free. The whole wheat pasta is good for you. And of course, a little bit of Parmesan cheese never hurt anybody. And a little bit of that goes a long way. So that's a fun one as well.
Yeah, throw in even a bottle of pasta sauce too. And I wonder if that'll all fit in the basket, but that's a great idea. Yeah, there's some neat, in Shaw's in particular, there are some neat new varieties of pasta. It seems like they're getting a little bit more high end. Do you know by any chance, I don't want to put you on the spot, but do you know the brand name on those? By any chance, those are neat.
Yeah, I don't know if you're... I'm not sure which one. I know Barilla recently came out with a bunch of different shaped pastas that are actually geared to kids. Barilla also has a really nice whole grain pasta and a whole wheat variety. But they have like a little piccolini shape and a bunch of different things that are really fun for kids. They also, I believe, them along with another brand now has a couple different varieties of pasta that actually have vegetables added into the pasta flour. So you get an extra boost of the vegetables in that pasta. So a little bit of added nutrition as well.
Now, do you have a basket wrapping station? do you have a station set out there by the floral department or something where I can bring my basket, all my items, and have you cellophane it and put a ribbon around it or anything? I wonder if you could bribe somebody in the store to complete the purchase.
Yeah, I know. For you, Elizabeth, anything. Yeah, I don't know if they can do that. You can certainly ask, that's another thing. So the pre-made, if you're in a true rush, the pre-made baskets are definitely the way to go.
my open basket going, here you go. I didn't have time to cellophane it.
I've done that before. You know what I actually use instead of a basket? I use a colander, and I put in a really nice Italian, like a red and white checkered napkin, and then I put the items in. I had the vinegar and the olive oil, the pasta, and the cheese, and maybe I had some pasta sauce in there too, and I gave, it was open basket, but it was still a lot of fun, and that's more of like a culinary type gift. So, but it's still, it's cool.
I'm much better imagination than I do. I'm more inclined to go, here's your bag. I went to Shaw's, here's your plastic bag of stuff. Have a great time.
Another thing, you had mentioned the gift cards before, and the gift cards are fun. Now we have a ton of different gift cards in our gift card mall. I know for kids, They love those iTunes gift cards because they can go on and download their songs to their iPod or their iPhone. You know, now even the 10-year-olds have, you know, some of them have iPhones. It blows my mind. But and there's Best Buy gift cards. There's a variety of different ones, and that's great for, you know, you grab it, you grab your card, and then you're off to the party. But one thing too during these busy holiday times is to think about. We need to make appointments with ourselves, and this, you know, goes throughout the year, but it's especially true when we're so time-strapped during the holidays. So we need to schedule an hour or even a half hour, 15 minutes to go for a walk or to attend that yoga class that you just have to, you know, that you need for that mental sanity. Maybe it's going with your girlfriends to an afternoon movie on the weekends or making a spa appointment for a manicure, something that will allow you when you're running around to, okay, take that half an hour for yourself, really to sort of decompress and, you know, get back and ground yourself again.
Yeah. And that's,
the other thing, too, is...
Go ahead. You go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was going to add that what's one of the reasons why we have you on the show, not only are you this amazing dietitian, but you're also pretty well-versed in fitness. And we've talked a lot a bit about that, but whenever we have you on the show, we always stress, you know, the me time, because the me time translates into everything. It just overflows into all categories of your life. So just to comment on that,
right,
for those of you who are listening for the first time, and I can tell we've got a lot of new listeners who aren't as familiar with Jenny as, you know, as some of you who have listened to her before, she's a marathon runner. She's, you know, she's completed 9 marathons. So listen up. When she says exercise, she knows how. Really clever. And you seem pretty crafty, too. You're scaring me.
Uh-oh.
You've got all aspects.
Of,
yeah, no kidding. All right. So I think when people started listening to the call, they were expecting, and I love this about our phone calls, because they were expecting, you know, here's your turkey, here's your potatoes, you know, kind of thing. And we've completely put a twist on this call about how you can go into one of your supermarkets and do more than just shop for turkey dinner or a ham or something like that. We're talking about gifts for people. We're talking about gift cards. We're talking about party trays for your parties. So those are things that add stress to the holidays. It's not just about making a Thanksgiving dinner, is it?
No, it's not. It's it all ties in together. And one of the things, as you know, working for a large supermarket chain like this, we want to make it fun to shop our stores, but we also want to make our customers' lives easier. We want to make all your lives easier and healthier as well. So part of my challenge is, how do we help America eat well, but also how do we save time and really make life a little bit more enjoyable when you're shopping our stores and when you're not, you know, when you're not in our stores. So it certainly is a challenge, but we so appreciate, you know, being able to share some of the offerings that we do have, you know, with all of your listeners.
So let's take a traditional turkey dinner, for example. Let's say now we're going to shift gears and go into your store and shop for Thanksgiving dinner. What do you recommend? Does everybody, I'm guessing everybody's traditions are all over the map, you know, and as I'm sitting here, I'm thinking turkey, stuffing, potatoes, cranberries, and that onion green bean casserole thingy that my husband loves that gags me. And marshmallows on sweet potatoes, but he loves them. So, so what do you think are some musts for your holiday grocery shopping list? Let's go Thanksgiving-wise. When you're going into your store, what do you absolutely need to go in there and get?
Okay. Well, you got to have your turkey, and, you know, that's going to depend. The size of your turkey is going to depend on how many guests that you're having. You got to have the potatoes, like you mentioned. And potatoes actually have gotten a bad reputation as, you know, they're a carb, they're a starchy food. But potatoes actually are really rich in fiber and vitamin C, so they're not a bad choice. When you keep the skin on, if you're doing baked potatoes or mashed potatoes, keeping the skin on actually will keep some of those nutrients in your dish. And sweet potatoes are even a better choice than potatoes. I mean, at most Thanksgiving meals, there are sweet potatoes and then there's the mashed potatoes. So a lot of us do have both. So they are sweet potatoes are high in vitamin A, which is important for our eye health, our skin health, our immune health, and they're also rich in fiber again. But one of the things for the potatoes, I love those. Have you seen the multicolored potatoes, like the purple potatoes, and of course you have the red new potatoes.
I was going to ask you about potatoes today specifically because I went into the I went into Shaw's the other day, and I was going to ask you, Jenny, what's the difference between a purple potato, a red potato, a yellow potato, a white potato, a green one? Why are there so many varieties of potatoes all of a sudden, and is there a difference?
Yeah, nutrition-wise, there will be a little bit of a difference, but the majority of the potatoes will have some vitamin C in them. If they're the red potatoes, they may have some vitamin A. They'll have fiber, but really they're just different varieties of the potatoes, and some of them do have a little bit different taste, but they're really nice roasted. And either roasted on their own and sliced in half, because these potatoes mainly they're mini, they're small potatoes. They're not like your large russet potatoes, but they're really delicious roasted with rosemary and garlic and thyme. And you can also roast them along with, I love root vegetables. So we're thinking our carrots, our parsnips for our root vegetables, even our turnips. Although turnips are one vegetable that I'm not a huge fan of. But the carrots and the parsnips and the beets. I love beets, the golden beets or the red beets. And then I love throwing in some Brussels sprouts in that as well. And roasted vegetables are actually, they used to not be a tradition in our family up until probably about 5 years ago. And now at every Thanksgiving, we have a root vegetable and a roasted vegetable platter that includes some of those little potatoes.
Yeah, anybody who's listening who actually really knows me knows that I can't stand Brussels sprouts or lima beans or whatever you said, turnips. Is that what you said?
Yeah, turnips.
I don't think I would touch that. I don't know. I've never had a turnip or a parsnip, so I'm not sure if I like those or not, but gag me with Brussels sprouts. Ooh, nasty little thing. People love them, and they say, oh, you've never had a Brussels sprout that I've cooked and eaten it. And I'm like, no, you can cook it all you want. I'm still not going to eat it. It's really funny. But people swear by their Brussels sprouts. What's the way that you make Brussels sprouts that makes them edible? Because smash the person who invented them. It's like, wah.
Oh, that's actually funny that you say that because I wrote an article a couple weeks ago for a paper, but also for our associates, and we have over 200,000 associates in the company. So, and this went out in a weekly email that we put out. But one of the lines in it was a word to the wise: these are not your mother's Brussels sprouts. If you have only had them steamed or boiled, do yourself a favor and try them roasted. You'll add them to your fall menu. Mark your dietitian's word. So mark my word. I don't know. This is the recipe. So I'm preheating the oven to 400 degrees. Line my baking sheet with tin foil. Wash and dry your vegetables. So I use this particular recipe. I use leeks, mini multicolored new potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and baby Bella mushrooms. I cut them into bite-sized pieces, toss them with olive oil, sprinkled with dried rosemary, dried thyme, and a little bit of garlic powder, and then I toss them again. And then I roasted them for about 30 minutes, and then I sort of I took them out of the oven, just tossed them around, and roasted for about another 20 minutes or so. So they're nice and caramelized and delicious. And Brussels sprouts are actually one of my favorite foods.
That's true.
But these are still. I'll send you. I'll send you my. There's another recipe for shaved Brussels sprouts. Although you'll see them whole and you'll say no, get away. But maybe if I made it for you someday, you'd try it.
Yeah. No, I probably would.
It's like
would.
A Brussels sprout slaw.
Yeah. That sounds better than like. I don't know. I think somebody tried to give me one time like Brussels sprouts with melted yellow cheese on them. You know how you do that with God. Just like
with broccoli.
Yeah, you know, that's just not a good. when I eat vegetables, they pretty much either have to be raw or steamed, and pretty much always have to have like garlic on them or some seasoning or something. But I can't drown them in butter, mm-hmm. and I can't drown them in cheese. I can't do it to myself. So I'll give Brussels sprouts a second chance. Although I hit a lima bean this morning in my breakfast, and I'm nearly.
Oh no! I know you hate those.
I sometimes eat vegetables for breakfast. I'll do this potato type of veggie mixture for breakfast sometimes. And but it's got lima beans in it, so I have to like pick all the lima beans out. I usually think I've got most of them out, and I hit one.
Oh my goodness!
Like, oh, those things are nasty. So anyway, all right, far off course than holiday shopping. We're on to lima beans and Brussels sprouts, which you mentioned vegetables.
Yeah.
It goes there. So, that's a great idea because, I think a lot of people stress over which vegetables to serve during Thanksgiving because it's all about the potatoes and the stuffing and the turkey and the poor veggies. You know, they're left out. And or they're drenched in something. So that's a great idea. So I look forward to maybe posting that recipe for our listeners too. And I'm very curious how sharply divided your 200,000 people are between the Brussels sprout haters and lovers. I'm really curious.
Oh, I'd be very curious.
Yeah, you should run a poll. Do I like it or not? That might be kind of fun to hear. So I have a question about turkeys, and it's actually not my question. It's a question coming in for you from a listener. Does it matter if your turkey's frozen, or does the turkey have to be fresh to be better? And if so, do your supermarkets offer them fresh? Are you ordering them from somewhere where they don't have to be frozen if it matters?
Mm-hmm. We do have fresh and frozen, and it really doesn't matter. A fresh turkey should taste as good as a frozen turkey should taste as good as a fresh. But if you are, very, very particular, you've only had fresh turkeys, then you may notice the taste of a frozen turkey. But typically, you're basting it, you're using different herbs and spices. A lot of times you're roasting it with the stuffing inside. So there's enough flavor that you don't have to go with a fresh turkey. For a lot of us, it's easier to buy the frozen and then we need to thaw it according to food safety standards. So you need to make sure that you're thawing it not on the counter, but actually in the refrigerator. Or you could do it under cold running water in the sink, but really it should be thawed in the refrigerator. And that's actually one thing that many people don't do that, and it's a food safety issue if you do thaw it on the counter. And then when purchasing a turkey, you want to have about 1 pound of turkey per person. Keep it frozen until you're ready to thaw it. They really can be kept frozen in the freezer for a little bit, but the fresh ones you want to eat you want to cook it within a couple of days. So those are just some tips. If you are cooking it with the stuffing inside, that's a little bit more of a food safety issue. You just want to make sure that you're bringing the stuffing to 165 degrees Fahrenheit as well as the cooked whole turkey, and you want to definitely use your thermometer. And a lot of the turkeys do come with a little pop-up thermometer that'll pop up when the turkey's done. But you do want to make sure that in the thickest part of the breast and in the thigh that your turkeys do reach 165 degrees.
If I don't want to cook, or if I burn my dinner, burn the turkey, dry the turkey, do one of those movie moments or something. Do you guys have dinner prepared that people could go buy? Do you have turkeys prepared or those types of things? Are you offering that at Shaw's?
And you can just call your store ahead of time, I would say, a couple days ahead, and make sure that they do have one for you, but we are doing that. And then we do have a lot of the sides, the mashed potatoes, the cranberry sauce, the stuffing, all of those sides that are pre-made that you can just, heat up and serve as well. So that's certainly an option. And if you want to, do half of your meal you prepare yourself and then half you purchase, no one's going to know the difference. And you just put it, if you have purchased the pre-made mashed potatoes, just put it in a nice serving dish and put some fresh parsley on top or some, nice fresh greens for garnish, and it looks just like you made it. No one will know the difference.
Yeah.
Another thing that
Go ahead.
Sorry, go
another
ahead.
Thing, yeah. No, you go.
Yeah.
It's your turn.
for decoration. Yeah, another thing on the list, too, that I always have on hand during the holidays are cranberries, whether the fresh cranberries and or dried cranberries, because they add a really nice, they add a great color and festiveness to any of the dishes that you're doing. So if you are doing, many people do a green salad for Thanksgiving, and this is actually really nice because it's a lighter option for those that are looking to manage, you know, have half of their plate be full of the salad and then sort of select smaller portions of these, you know, of the mashed potatoes and of some of the heavier foods. So the dried cranberries added to some nice greens, some arugula or mixed greens with walnuts is a really nice light salad. And then the fresh cranberries as well. You can make a fresh cranberry relish just using the fresh cranberries washed and then putting them in a food processor with one or two whole oranges, depending on how orange you want the flavor, and a little bit of cinnamon, and then a little bit of brown sugar, or you could use Splenda to taste, and that's a really nice fresh cranberry relish.
That is a neat recipe right there that I have never heard of. Actually, we are the canned cranberry crew here. With
yeah.
The,
yep.
You know, the one where you take the knife and circle the can, and out comes the
yes.
cranberry into the bowl with a can marks. We're that
yes,
crew
I
here.
Know.
That's my husband loves that.
Yeah.
Which is fine
well,
too,
those traditions. It's hard to, you know, having that for, because I'm the same, my father, that's what he wants. He wants the traditional cranberry sauce that he used to have when he was a kid. But even having that, and then, you know, if there are folks that don't like that and that want a fresher option, you know, having the relish, it's actually a really easy recipe.
Yeah. So let's talk about, we're going to cut this short a little bit today just because my son has my seventh grader has a school conference today at 2. So we have probably about 8 minutes or so left, maybe 10 or so,
mm-hmm.
Because we live pretty close by, so no big whoop. So I hope you're okay with
okay.
that. Sorry to do that to
That's
you, but
great.
I couldn't reschedule.
Yep. No problem.
Talking about kids a little bit, what do you think, you know, I've got 4 boys, and my tendency is to just be in the kitchen myself and call everybody when dinner's ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are good ways to get the kids in the kitchen without driving
mm-hmm.
them crazy?
Right.
What do they
Yeah,
make?
Well, that's a great question. I think a lot of parents are trying to get the kids more involved, especially when it comes to kids' health, because we do know that the majority of Americans, including children, and now obesity rates in kids are even going up, but are overweight or obese. And, you know, how do we get the kids involved in the kitchen? Because we know that kids who do cook and who do help their parents prepare foods are more likely to eat healthier if they're preparing those healthy foods with their parents. So the kids can get involved. Of course, during Thanksgiving, it may be a different story. You may want everybody out of the kitchen. But getting them involved, depending on the ages, in reading the recipe to you if they're small, you know, but are able to read, reading the recipe, measuring out ingredients, stirring ingredients, washing fruits and vegetables, getting things out of the cupboard, out of the fridge, layering ingredients if you're making some sort of, you know, like a 7-layer bar or something like that, getting them involved in that, using the cookie cutter if you're making cookies, if they're, you know, getting them involved with using that cookie cutter. But it's important if you are getting them involved in the kitchen, and this is where Thanksgiving may not be the best day, but make sure it's fun, because the little ones, you know, they're going to make a mess. And we want to make sure that day is not stressful and the time isn't stressful, so that they enjoy and they love being in the kitchen and getting involved in preparing some of these foods. So that's really important. And when it comes to vegetables, you know, they can, if you're making a salad, they can make the salad, they can tear the lettuce, they can scrub some of those mini potatoes that we were talking about, they can wash the cranberries, they can pop things in the food processor. So depending on, you know, the day, it's great to get them involved. And even when you're shopping, this goes to shopping. We have our Nutrition IQ program at many, at pretty much all of our Super Value stores. And, you know, when you're shopping the aisles, if you're looking for a better-for-you pasta or a better-for-you bread, whether it's the holiday time or not, we have these color-coded tags on our shelves that actually guide you to better choices. So every item that gets a tag is a healthier option. So having the kids, you know, say, okay, anything that has a Nutrition IQ tag and show them what one looks like is a good for you choice, so I need you to pick out a pasta with that tag, and getting them involved in the shopping so that, you know, when you get home and you want them to help out with making a pasta meal, they, you know, they had chosen that pasta, and it's fun for them to open the box and, you know, if they're being careful, to pour the pasta into the water. So getting them involved in things like that can actually be a lot of fun and rewarding for the kids.
Yeah, I love that idea. One of the things I was going to add to that I sometimes do with my younger kids when we are during the pie season, as I call it, I love to teach mm-hmm. fractions with pies. For some reason, you know, we'll cut it up into, you know, 13ths or 8ths or 6ths or 4ths if we're really going to have big pieces of pie or something funny.
Right.
And I found it taught them fractions almost instantly. I don't know. That's just something I've always done with pie and pizza.
I love that.
Just when I'm cooking, you know, cutting things up and stuff. And so I don't know. We do that sometimes with bread too. Yeah.
No, that's such a great idea, and it's a real life lesson, you know. So it's not like they're being preached to in the schools, but it's they're learning in real life, and it's something that they probably will actually remember.
Yeah.
So I love that.
Well, good, because I was hoping we could have you come back maybe before the holidays or sometime. I think I'm going to try and see if I can schedule another show with you before Thanksgiving, because mm-hmm. we have somebody writing in asking if we could do a special show with you regarding food allergies. Mm-hmm. And maybe it could just be a half-hour show or a 20-minute show to help
sure.
people stay safe with food allergies during the holidays. It's mm-hmm. a real, I have food allergies, and it's a real scary time of the year for me if I was going to go, for example, to my mom's house where there are, you know, 14 grandchildren or more. There's, you know, 20-some people aside from just the kids, and everybody's bringing in pies and cookies and salads and all these things, and I have a nut allergy. So Thanksgiving can be terrifying to me.
Yes.
And so I thought maybe, would you do that? Could we see if there's some
Absolutely.
Time to be scheduled? Okay, so we're going to have a special show with Jenny about food allergies for everybody listening, because we've got a lot of people with food allergies listening today for some reason. So that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we'll, maybe we could do some nut-free recipes.
Perfect.
Some egg-free recipes, some gluten-free recipes
mm-hmm.
to prepare for that, to make people, you know, not so stressed.
Yep.
About the holidays. So,
sure,
yeah.
I would love to do
okay.
that.
Okay,
and,
yeah.
and that actually brings up a good point, because not only are people trying to lighten up some of the holiday recipes that they're making by making them, you know, for those who are trying to manage their weight, but also we do have November's Diabetes Month, so it's also for, you know, how do those with diabetes manage the holidays as well, and then are the challenges with the food allergies, which so many people, so many families are dealing with. So I think that brings up a great point. And the good thing is that we can do it, but it does require that planning. So I'd be happy to prepare some great recipes that are allergy friendly, and maybe some that are diabetes friendly and some that are gluten free, so that we can make sure that everybody enjoys and safely enjoys the holidays.
Yeah, that's such a good point about diabetes
yeah.
too, because you know, I've stopped. I'm not diabetic, but, you know, everybody in my, mm-hmm. there's a lot of people in my family who are, and I've just stopped mm-hmm. eating myself into oblivion on these holidays, and instead, I kind of turn the holiday into peacefulness, and I find myself, as I get a little older, actually exercising on the holiday and eating less. I'll cook a lot of different things, but we really have, you made a really good point, we've trimmed down our recipes. To be mm-hmm. just a little bit more aware of not so much fattening food, because I wonder if you sat and ate every single thing from, you know, the two two servings of potatoes, the stuffing, the turkey, the gravy, pie, and all that. How many calories do you think are in a Thanksgiving dinner? If you really...
Yeah, it's easily over 2,000 calories.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's more than an entire day, right?
That's exactly right. And sometimes, you know, if you are, a lot of people have two Thanksgiving dinners, so they have, you know, the leftovers late at night. So it can easily be 2 days worth. So there are simple ways to lighten up those recipes. And actually, I know we're running out of time, but you can on Facebook, every Monday and Wednesday, I post a health and wellness tip, and this is on the Shaw's Facebook page. And I also am posting healthier holiday recipes, so definitely check that out. And then during this holiday time, I'm on Twitter all the time, but during this holiday time, I'm tweeting different tips that people can use to lighten up recipes and just tips on the holidays in general. So Twitter is... It's at Jenny Shea, JennySHEA. So, you know, follow me there as well. And Elizabeth, I can also send you some of these lightened up recipes so that you have them and we can share them with the listeners.
Yeah, and when you tweet out, will you do me a favor, if it's something like that, will you put at Best Ever You on it and then I'll just retweet? So, our fans can get them and then they'll see you, see us, and we'll be tweeting out a ton of different things for the holidays because that's just great information. The other thing I'm going to do is bring your blog feed into the network so that people can see everything that you post all the time in our own network at beeynetwork.com. So that'll link right back to you. So good. All right. Well,
awesome.
Definitely are out of time, and I'll get with you to reschedule you for another show before the holidays about food allergies, diabetes, and just some of the more healthy recipes. And I just appreciate you being on the show, as always. You're just always such an inspiration and such a wealth of information. So thank you.
Well, wonderful. Thanks so much for having me on the show again. It was really great to chat, and thanks to everybody who listened today.
Yeah. All right. So we'll talk to you soon. All right.
Okay. Thanks,
Take
Elizabeth.
Take care, everybody.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. Thank you. All right, everybody. So that was Jenny Shafe live from Super Value, just a wonderful, wonderful resource to us. And I hope you listen in next week as we go closer into the holiday season. We'll have her on again with a recipe about, a whole show about food allergies. We'll try and keep it to about a half an hour or so. And we appreciate you listening today. Please visit us at besteveryou.com and have a great day. Thanks. Bye.